It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. The support for this segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, who is organizing a trip to Greece. The trip is 9 days, and you'll see Greece from every angle with visits to famous sites, an olive grove, plus a cooking class and wine tasting. The trip is in November from the 3rd through the 11th this year. You can learn more about how you can join by heading to carolinachamber.org/Greece. That is typically the music for Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. She is off this week, though, so I am joined by Hillsboro Mayor Pro Tem Matt Hughes on the phone. Happy Tuesday, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brighton. How about yourself?
I am doing okay. It's the start of a busy week for us here at the radio station as we are covering the local election filing period and so many other things that are happening through the summer here in our community. I don't think we've had a chance to really speak together, Matt, since you have put your name in to run once again for the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners. So let me start off by saying congratulations on that start. And I want to start with this too, since a bunch of folks are right now filing for election. This is going to be your third time running for election, second full term that you're running for. What are you taking into this election cycle, Matt, that you maybe didn't have the first couple times you've run for office?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're totally right. And that first time was an appointment, which was a whole nother type of experience where you have an electorate of five and you're trying to tout your experience and your qualifications and hopefully get them on board. And that's so different in so many ways compared to running out in the community and having to convince, you know, several hundred, if not a couple thousand, of your qualifications. And so, you know, I feel very humbled about the folks who were hoping that I was going to run for reelection, some of whom thought that maybe I'd run for mayor, but, you know, Mark Bell's going to be a really good mayor for the town of Hillsboro, and I'm happy to support him as my colleague. But I think we've done so much over the last, not just during my tenure, which is about 5+ years, but really over the last decade and a half, of making Hillsboro a desirable place to live, somewhere where we really value affordability, walkability, economic development, and we've done so much on those issues. And so I'm really excited to run for another 4-year term and really help contribute and be part of the team that continues to move Hillsboro forward. Everyone loves Hillsboro. They tell me it, and I say, move here. Come be part of our community. We really want you to be here and be a contributor because, you know, it is a great place to live and raise a family and work. And I'm proud to be part of that success.
There's going to be a lot of time to talk about policy and goals and all of that stuff as the campaign and the election cycle continues. But what do you think right now are some of the topics that Hillsboro voters are kind of already talking and thinking about? I mean, the vast majority of people probably aren't recognizing already that this is an election cycle, or that we're in the start of it right now. It's just us who follow it super duper closely that are maybe into it. But from what people are talking about around town, Matt, what do you think some of the top issues are going to be come November?
I think people recognize that in Hillsboro, our town is a very well-managed community. It is one where our community is respected, where they have input, where our staff is responsive, and you see the elected officials who are really well integrated into the community. And you don't see that in every town and every municipality. I think people are mostly looking to really stay the course in a lot of ways. I don't say that because I'm the incumbent, because they recognize Hillsboro is a well-managed town. We do a survey every 2 years. That's the feedback that we're getting, that people really find that our community and our government is responsive and that its leaders are responsive. And they want thoughtful people who are going to actually be able to tackle the issues that we're talking about, making sure we have well-paying jobs, making sure that Hillsboro remains an affordable place to live, and especially recognizing that a lot of the issues that we're talking about, whether it's economics or housing or so many other things, that it really has to come at a regional approach. We've learned at the national level that I alone can't fix it, and I think people at the local level realize that as well.
We're speaking with Matt Hughes, who is running for Hillsboro Board of Commissioners once again, but at the moment he is filling in for Mayor Jen Weaver as Mayor Pro Tem during conversations with the mayors. And let's turn to some of the other top stories happening in Hillsborough right now. It feels a little bit like a silly top story, but I know that the damaged bridge of North Carolina 86 over I-85 has been a real pain for the Hillsborough community and commuters over the last couple of weeks since it has been closed. And we got news this week that NCDOT is going to be starting to do repairs. For folks down here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Matt, who might not make that trip up to Hillsborough and maybe have yet to see what kind of detours that's causing, how much of a welcome sight is it going to be to see NCDOT working on those repairs finally?
I think it's going to be a very welcome sight. I live pretty close to this bridge, and I use it as a way to get to downtown and avoid some of the traffic on Churton Street. I have experienced backups. I've experienced the detour. I've experienced going to Sheets and having to double back and go all the way back around and go up Churton Street to get to downtown, which seems absolutely silly. I think there are two things for folks to understand. Number one is that this bridge suffered significant damage. I think it was earlier this year or late last year when a tractor trailer unfortunately hit the bridge and you know, caught on fire and severely damaged it. So we've got that. We also have got the fact that to ensure that this bridge is safe, that it's structural, that we don't have an issue similar to what occurred in Philadelphia not that long ago, that we have to make sure that that bridge is safe and structurally sound. And so unfortunately, there are only a few handful of contractors across this great country that can actually do the work that needs to be done to ensure that that bridge is structurally sound and can be opened. I know originally they were hoping at least one lane of traffic could be open. That's what happened with the other issue that we had 6-7 months ago. It is a pain. We're hoping that you know, can be fixed. The biggest issue about why it's been delayed is something that I'm sure y'all reported on a lot, which is it seems like clockwork. We get a thunderstorm or a storm system every weekend, and that significantly delays and puts us further back. So my hope is that we can get this taken care of sooner rather than later. We know this bridge is going to eventually need to be replaced when they expand I-85, but whatever we can do in the short term to make sure that folks can get from point A to point B is going to be very critical, because this is an artery. In fact, a business owner yesterday called me and said, what can the town do? I'm like, it's not a town road, it's DOT. But we're working with them to ensure that they can actually make the repairs and get people moving again.
What does that experience, hearing people's frustration, but also, as you said, knowing that the bridge is going to need to be replaced when I-85 is expanded and all of the other kind of road repairs and infrastructure repairs that are happening across Orange County, are there any other kind of bigger transit or transportation or connectivities issues or topics that you're taking away from kind of this microcosm of an experience?
Well, as I told that one business owner, you know, this is a glimpse into your future with the expansion of broadband, with both Lumos and Google operating in our community, and then also the fact that we know there's work being done on 40. We see it all the time. I hate hitting those rumple pads every time I go between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill. I usually take 86 to avoid it just because it's so annoying. But this is a glimpse into our future. It's a glimpse into our future because our region is rapidly growing, and we need the infrastructure to catch up. And unfortunately, DOT does not begin expansions and improvements until population is already here. And so what I just ask people is to be patient, to be understanding, know that there's going to be disruption, plan for it. But ultimately, when we get on the other side of the hump, it's going to be well worth it.
Once again, we're speaking with Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes. HillsboroughNC.gov is the town website to go to. And I saw that the town government made a post on the website a couple of days ago saying that it is in need of volunteers for advisory boards. And as you mentioned there, Matt, tons of things happening around Hillsborough as it continues to grow and adapt and bring people in. Advisory boards, as we know, are a great way for people to let their voices be heard and help try and shape that future of Hillsborough. That's a bit of a pitch myself, but have you been talking with anybody about these needs on advisory boards? And what is your pitch when you make these suggestions to folks?
I have. And when folks talk about zoning, they talk about how the town is planned. They talk about what we are funding, whether it, with our tax dollars, especially when it comes to our Tourism Development Authority or Tourism Board. These are all folks that are appointed. Yes, there's an elected body, but there are folks who are your neighbors who are not elected, and they bring perspectives to the table. And what we need is to ensure that we have a wide diversity of opinion, not just folks who live on one side of the town or the other, from certain backgrounds or another. And so when we talk about things like the disparate impact of zoning decisions, we need to make sure that the planning board or the board of adjustment or the historic district commission has a diversity of opinions and backgrounds to make really good decisions. We're talking about the disparities that people may face when we raise water rates. It's important that we have not just people who live in town versus out of town, because there's a difference in rates, but also from various economic and ethnic backgrounds as well. And I believe that when we have a when we have boards that reflect our community is 40% people of color, that those boards, they're good people that serve on them, but when we have them that represent boards that represent the full community, we can get more opinion and thought behind them and have really good decisions. And when we talk about things about housing particularly, we know the historic issues with redlining and those sorts of things, we need to make sure that people of color who've been impacted by historic decisions, either by banks or the local governments or what have you, that they're sitting at the decision-making table too and bringing that perspective. And a mix of newcomers and folks who've been here for a while, and folks like me who his family's come, you know, lived in Orange County for generations, for centuries really, that we really have a real good representation of all the people that live in Hillsborough. And that makes our decision-making better and stronger and more defensible when we have more people at the table.
We've got about a minute left with Matt Hughes, the mayor pro tem for Hillsborough. Anything else happening around town that you want to flag for the listening audience?
Well, I'm sure y'all have been talking about it, but one of the things I'm very proud of is Uproar. Katie Murray came to us at the Tourism Board, it feels like a decade ago now, to help invest funds, some seed funding into this arts initiative, this arts event that eventually became Uproar. I think it's changed names a few times, but I'm so excited to be able to really weave economic development, cultural arts, tourism, all of that together, because so many jobs depend on the arts and tourism here in Orange County. I'm excited to see a month-long recognition of that, and that kicks off later this week.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting to see these big public art pieces in the downtowns of Hillsborough and Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Lots of information about that on
I saw one. I saw one going up earlier today.
I was going to say.
Stopped over, talked to Stephanie Trueblood, and I'm like, what is this? I see artists, I see public works, I see public spaces, and it was an arts installation that I think is going to be really cool right across the street from Cup of Joe. So I'm excited to check it out after it's installed, and I think everyone else should go check out the other art around Orange County.
Absolutely. I mean, it'll be cool once it's installed, but I imagine, too, it's cool to catch it right now as it's being put together out there. So, yeah, folks can go learn some more information about Uproar on Chapelboro, but also the county government's website. And a reminder, if you want to check out more anything that we've been talking about when it comes to Hillsborough, hillsboroughnc.gov is where to go for town information. Hillsborough Mayor Pro Tem Matt Hughes, thanks for joining us here on 97.9 The Hill. We'll talk with you again soon.
It's great talking with you again, Brighton, and good to hear your voice.